Warning. Apparently, soda is too much for Oklahoma man. Good thing we're drinking the hard stuff. Listener discretion is advised. Welcome to this week's Listener Stories mini episode of Florida Man. I'm Phil.
And I'm Joel, and this is the shorter version of our show where we read you the Florida Man type stories you, the listeners, have sent in from your part of the world.
News stories from your local area, personal stories where someone you know did something Florida Man like, or things you have experienced where you encountered some dumbass or you were that dumbass.
And our email this week is from listener Heather, and her subject was Florida Man in Oklahoma. She says, "Hey guys, I'm a truck driver from Central Florida, and I've been listening to you guys since near the beginning. I absolutely love the show and look forward to it on my long drives around the country. I saw this one pop up in my newsfeed and thought it would make for a good quickie episode, if not a hell of a laugh. Thanks for all you do and keep the episodes coming. Heather M. from Paisley, Florida."
Where's Paisley? I don't know where that is.
Central Florida.
Oh, Central. Okay. Well, thank you, Heather. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
So here's Heather's story she sent in. Headlines. Workers find naked man and empty bottles in a Pepsi trailer.
Pepsi trailer, yeah.
Workers at an Oklahoma Pepsi plant were treated to an unusual sight when they discovered a naked man in a trailer parked overnight at the facility.
He must really like Pepsi.
The man was discovered on the morning of July 16th at the Pepsi bottling plant in Lawton, Oklahoma, according to a report from KFOR. Workers said they noticed that the trailer seal was broken on a trailer brought in from Tulsa and parked overnight at the facility.
They seal trailers up?
Oh, all trucks are sealed.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
That's how you have to, when it leaves the facility, it's sealed. And then when it's there, then they compare the seal to the paperwork to make sure the seal hadn't been broken.
Oh, so they can't say something fell off a truck?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that.
When workers opened the trailer, they allegedly found a naked man, later identified as Jason Hamill, lying in the trailer. They also discovered, quote, numerous empty bottles of soda.
So they
got naked and drank all the Pepsi.
Hey, was he drinking the caffeine-free shit? Because you drink a
hot Pepsi.
Hot, yeah. Because it's not refrigerated in those trucks.
No, not on that. Hot Pepsi.
Or Mountain Dew.
And he got naked.
He maybe he was looking for a place to sleep and it was too hot in the back. And I mean, this is Oklahoma. It's not like it's, way up north. It gets hot there,
but he got naked.
He got naked.
He got naked, got dehydrated. Shit. Right. There's some soda here.
Yep.
Numerous empty bottles,
but that's all caffeinated shit. You would think he would not have fallen asleep.
Well,
it depends. I guess it depends on how long he was in there.
Numerous empty bottles. So he got inside. They needed somewhere to sleep. Cut the seal off. Opens the trailer. Gets inside the trailer. Strips down.
I would think there would be like a lock on the trailer too, wouldn't there be?
Well, it could have been. I don't know.
This is unusual.
But he got naked.
He got naked. He must really like that Pepsi.
I mean, how do you feel like you the worker and goes in there and open up the trailer?
Oh,
there's
hell
a naked.
No.
Oh, hell no. No. No, you don't pay me enough for this shit. No.
He's naked. Fantastic. That's not something you would normally think. You're working at a Pepsi bottling plant that you would ever have to encounter is
a naked man inside of a trailer.
Just a naked man.
In general. Agreed.
Yeah. That's not usually at a manufacturing facility. Everybody's
clothed.
Well clothed, yeah. No open-toed shoes.
No.
You got
hair nets.
Closed-toed shoes. You usually have long
beard nets.
Yeah, long pants on.
You don't usually find naked people running around.
No. That's usually against the safety regulations.
There's got to be something in there about I was going to say FEMA, but that ain't right.
What's the
OSHA.
OSHA,
yeah.
Yeah. At least they weren't able to find some DNA on his clothing.
Oh, don't. Well, that's our listener quickie story for this week, folks. If you have a story you'd like us to cover on the quickie show, whether it's in your local news or a personal story of some dumbass you know, send us an email to floridamenpodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast was recorded at Southern Audio Production Studios in Fort Myers, Florida, and mixed in the back of a Pepsi truck.
Of course it was, Joel. And as always, we'll finish up tonight with the Ballad of the Florida Man.
Florida Man, Florida Man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. He's got his feet in the sand while he works on his tan. He's got an annual pass to Disneyland. He drinks his beer from a can, he lives in his van. It's a mobile tiny house inside. His Florida man. Florida man. Might be crazy, might be stupid, he's a Florida man. Florida man. He's a dumbass, but we love him, he's a Florida man.
All right, now we're recording the episode 80, Quickie, Lister Quickie, entitled Pepsi Pfeiffer.
Or Pilferer.
Hmm?
Pilferer.
Oh, Pilferer. Looks like Pfeiffer. Oh, now that you say it, it does make sense. Okay. All right, here we go. Welcome this week. Screwed that up.